leadership with authority. More and more in my daily life as a pastor, I observe people looking for leadership that can transform their lives and situations in deep and powerful ways. Since the year 2000, that's been almost 15 years now if we begin. We start on this 15 years. We have had three presidential elections so close that no one won by a landslide. We've had popular vote versus electoral vote, and all this shows is that neither candidate convinced the majority of the people that he had the authority that people needed to change their circumstances for the better. Dionne Warwick was right many years ago, decades ago, when she sang, "What the world needs now is love, sweet love." But I've been telling you that for a long time. I've been telling you this day, my congregation, and the ones that I've had before that I've been able to preach to and talk with, that what the world needs more of now is strong spiritual leadership. People from all walks of life who will take authority in leading people to have life and have it more abundantly because of a deep and abiding relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord. A few years ago at a seminary graduation, Mike McCurry was the former press secretary for President Bill Clinton, and he gave the keynote address and he spoke of his experience around leadership in the White House. He told us that day that what our country needed more than anything else in the world is strong spiritual leadership. And I thought, wow, what a thought coming from that. What an amazing thing, because this man said, what we need is strong spiritual leadership more than anything else in this world. He said, in essence, that in the United States, we have a plethora of information, but a paucity of leadership. And I had to look that word up. I thought about that. I had to look up that word because it means smallness. It means little in quantity. So we have little leadership in this world, but we got all kinds of information. You see, in our word today from Mark's Gospel, when Jesus came to Capernaum on the Sabbath, he attended the synagogue to teach. He came that day with authority. He came with a life that was connected to its power source, and that was his Father God. He spoke with authority that day, and he lived with authority. When we are in relationship with God, allowing God to feed and nurture this relationship every day of our lives, you and I will find that also. We will find that like Jesus, we can do the same. When we have that authority, when we have that relationship, wow. He gives us that authority to do. We'll even find that like Jesus, that you and I can teach with authority. We can teach God's Word with authority when we know, when we believe. You see, like Jesus, our teaching will astound and amaze people, even transform people, causing them to follow Christ our Lord. This will arise not because of our own doing. No, it's not because of something that you and I have done. We're not that great, by no means. But because of the fruit that God will produce in and through us. The results coming from having an abiding relationship with God can do amazing things. You see, the scribes were ineffective in transforming people's lives through their teaching because they lacked a firm connection with the God of transformation. All they were doing was going around teaching and preaching about the law. They were not talking about a relationship. They did not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. They had no clue. They used scare tactics and threats on people, not love, not mercy, and not grace. They tried to scare them into believing. They relied on their position of authority rather than God's divine authority. They thought that they were of high power, and that's why you're supposed to believe what I say because I'm telling you. Not God's divine authority. Positional authority without power leaves churches suffering. They suffer all the time. It also leaves hurting people unchanged in a world where people need to be healed. At present, we have too many people in our denominations and churches who are functioning like scribes. There, I said it. We have too many people in our denominations around us and our churches who are functioning more like scribes, who are telling people what to do and not living and not believing and not sharing. We are leading by position and not power. Many churches are dying, and mainline denominations struggle for this very reason. As a result, we see people leave one church for another because they're searching for that power that they've seen and heard can strengthen their lives. Or they're looking for something to make things a little easier and they're not quite sure. Troubled people who come to church, and that's all of us, want to know where they can find help, and more important, who can help them. Troubled people coming to church want to be taught by people operating in divine authority. Troubled people want to learn so that, as healed people, they can live and teach with authority themselves. You and I come wanting to know something, wanting to learn something, wanting to be a part of something, wanting to gain knowledge, wanting to gain strength. And when we know that, and when we believe that, and when we know it in our heart, we want to go and do more. We want to become better. When we lead with God's authority, teaching with God's authority, healing comes to those around us. When we preach, when we teach, when we share with God's authority, healing comes to those around us. We begin to see it. No, everybody's not going to believe, and everybody's not going to know, and everybody's not going to change all at once. We're not going to be like Jonah was last week whenever he went to Nineveh and everybody just believed. Everybody threw everything down and believed. Even the animals believed. I mean, my goodness. It's not going to happen like that. We see it every day, but if we continue to work at it, if we continue to believe, if we continue to have that relationship, we can begin to see change, and we see it one person at a time. We see it one situation at a time, one circumstance. And we see people want to make a difference. They want to change. We can see people's lives transformed. Transformative events begin to happen. We can see their lives transformed. We are supposed to be making disciples in our church for the transformation of the world, changing the world for the better. You see, the factual evidence is right here in our own text today from the book of Mark. Jesus continued teaching with authority that day in the synagogue. A man with an unclean spirit emerges and is changed. Leading with authority will cause demons to tremble. For even demons recognize divine power and they have to flee. They can't stand it. They remove themselves from the situation. When we lead in the power of Jesus, demons, unclean spirits, behaviors, attitudes, and habits that are not of God, that seek to control us, must go. Those things that are around us. Demons come in many forms. Unclean spirits, wow. Behaviors, attitudes, bad habits. Things that are not of God, those things that control us, they got to go, people. As the text reveals, when Jesus is present, works of the flesh seeking to control us must go away. Today, as the text reveals, Jesus is present. And when He is present, evil cannot remain in the place. That's why people get antsy. That's why people get uncomfortable. That's why some people leave. When we lead with authority in the authority of Jesus Christ our Lord, works of the flesh that seek to control us, that we don't like to hear about. They're in God's Word, but we don't like to say them out loud. But I've heard them my whole life growing up. Words such as fornication, impurity, idolatry, sorcery. Sorcery could be defined today as our modern day drug abuse. Strife, jealousy, anger, dissensions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and so forth and so on. Boy, the list can go on and on and on. When you and I lead with authority by the power of Jesus, these spirits must come out of people. Those things must leave them. The Lord was not afraid to speak with authority and live his life with authority. And as he did, lives began to change for the better around him. When we follow his example, lives will be changed. Many years ago, when I was ordained, I recalled various people placing their hands upon my head and my shoulders, praying for me and giving me words of wisdom. One of my mentors said to me that night, "Take the authority given you by God and lead His church. Take the authority given to you by God and lead His church." Didn't say no matter where it was at, no matter if it was Baptist, Methodist, Episcopalian, Presbyterian, whatever. Lead His church. His church is His children, no matter where they are, no matter what they call themselves. When we take it, lead with it, and live by it. And when we do, the world will be a happier, healthier place. The church that you and I belong to will be stronger and stronger because it'll have more people in it, standing side by side, growing stronger and stronger every day. We have to lead with authority, people. We've got to have that authority that comes by knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And unless we know Him, we're just talking out the side of our head to hear it talking. As my daddy used to say, are you talking just to hear your head roar? In other words, unless you got something to say, keep your mouth shut. He said that a lot. To hear your head roar. Sometimes we hear people with their head roaring a lot. But we need to be leading in this world that we live in as our Lord's children with authority, with leadership, because we have that authority that is given by Him. So in this day that comes to us, and in this time of trying to learn how to serve and be and do and grow, sometimes we have to start changing within our own heart, within our own mind. We need to start praying for things to be different. And in doing so, when we pray for things to be different, guess what? We're praying for our own selves to be a little different, to maybe change, to maybe do something a little more, a little better, a little wiser. I think we need to look at ourselves very strongly, very closely, not only now, but in all the days to come, to know why our church is not growing, our church is not changing. See, even Woody Woodpecker gets a laugh out of it every now and then. So think about it. What is God calling you to do in this world that we live in today? He has given us the equipment. He's given us the authority. And what we need to do is start using it. Let us pray. Lord, we thank You this day for Your word, for Your grace, for Your mercy. Allow us, Lord, always to serve You in all that we do. Allow us, Lord, to look to You in all that we do. Be with us now. Continue to bless our time together. As we prepare ourselves this morning for Holy Communion, as we come, Lord, to Your throne of grace, as we come to Your table to be blessed, we ask, Lord, Your grace and Your mercy to always be with us. Be with us now. For it's in Your Son's name we pray. Amen.